track 8 and letters to the editor. We're reading two letters this week. The first one is from Michael Thomas, who sent his letter in via email. The Forgotten Generation. Pensioners are treated very badly in Britain. They aren't allowed to share in the real wealth of the country via Britain's miserly basic state pension, when pensioners' income taxes helped to build up following World War II. And this issue goes way back to when in 1980, Margaret Thatcher, the then Tory leader, broke the link that kept the state pension increasing with male average earnings. Frankly, in my 40 years fighting for pensioners' rights to a decent state pension, it's appalling that nothing fundamental has changed for this generation. I have set up 4 petitions on the government's petition website pertaining to pensioners in the hope the petitions will get enough signatures to finally make a real difference to the lives of the elderly and future generations. Because younger people have the same to come if things don't change sooner rather than later. The petitions are as follows. Give state pension to all at 60 and increase it to equal 48 hours of living wage. Fund free TV licences for all pensioners. And the deadline for that is the 11th of December. The government must fund for the generation whose income taxes have helped Britain up after World War II. Stop means testing pensioners and increase the state pension. Deadline for that is the 5th of December. Means testing on an already pittance of a state pension is a national scandal, particularly when our politicians can claim expenses, allowances and perks, none of which is means tested. Plus, they have a subsidised bar while receiving a very large salary. Fourthly, increase new state pension and pay to all. Abolish the old basic state pension. We now have 2 state pensions in this country, and adding insult to injury, the new state pension for new pensioners is much higher than the state pension already received by existing pensioners. I have a page on Facebook called Linkage if you want to look at that. And have your say.
Our next letter is from Mrs. Chris Harrop via email. It's titled Snail Mail. I feel the public, who have been used to a postal service bar none, should be told what sort of service we can now look forward to or dread. On Tuesday the 5th of August, at 8:45 a.m, I posted a card to my grandson, whose birthday was on Sunday, August the 10th, in the Bristol area. To date, the 12th at the time of writing, the card has still not arrived. Yes, I only put a second-class stamp on it, basically because I thought at the cost of 87 pence, it would get there in 5 days. Obviously, I was wrong. So can we know how long we can expect first-class and second-class post to take to arrive at its destination, and when we can expect deliveries to be made to our properties from anywhere in this country of ours?